Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskowitz. My name is Ari Mirzoff. Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskowitz, for organizing such an incredible, always an incredible night of learning together. So, so special. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. I'll be honest with you. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos should be said in a different way this year. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol hashanim. Because as Rabbi Moskowitz just said, this night, we're going to say this night's going to be different than all other years. What's the avoda? What can we take some practical chizuk? So there's a beautiful insight. There are two insights that I would like to share. The first insight comes from Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Menachem Ganek's beautiful, beautiful Agada. And he writes, Rabbi Soloveitchik, such a beautiful idea on Manishtana. He says that Manishtana is not a question at all. Manishtana is a statement. It's an affirmative statement. Listen to what the Rav powerfully says. Manishtana can be understood as a single affirmative statement. How different is this night from all other nights? Similar to the phrase by Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze, in Perichav Ches Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayomer Ma Nora HaMakom Hazeh, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Elokim Bezeh Shara Shemayim. How special is this place that Yaakov Avinu says, by Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh? He says, how special. He doesn't say what. He says, how special. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. Ma Nishtana is an introduction to the rest of the Haggadah. Listen to what he says. Taken as an affirmative statement, Ma Nishtana is akin to the declaration made before performing a mitzvah. Hinini muchan umezuman. Or I could say from maybe the Chassidish of Welt, L'shem yuchud yure bevavit, says the Rav. I'm starting before Sias Mitzrayim. I am ready to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and Sipor Sias Mitzrayim. The Vilna Gaon even says, how many mitzvahs do we do on Leil Seder? We do 64 mitzvahs. Email me, you could be in touch. I have a document on my phone. 64 mitzvahs that are Zobrasin quoted from the Gra, you do on Seder night. Sefzer Shavrav Salvechik, you want to know what Manishtana really means? Manishtana is an hinini muchun mezuman. It's a declaration to yourself, Takarish Baruchu. I'm ready to be able to perform these mitzvahs. It highlights the fact that we do not just perform the mitzvah without experiencing its normative character and great importance. We declare that we are ready with all our heart and our soul and our body to fulfill the mitzvah with full awareness and to do Hashem's will. At the end of the day, Rav Soloveitchik says so beautifully, Manishtana halayla zeh is not just a question, but it's read, it's supposed to be as an affirmative statement. Just like Yaakov Avinu said, Ma nora hamakom hazeh. How special is this night? But at the end of the day, we're all going to look around our tables, and their tables, as Rabbi Moskowitz just said, they're going to look a little different. How do we go up about that? How do we make sure to take advantage of Seder night, Nemir Tashem, Tavshin Pei? So I saw a beautiful another insight from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, from Beit Shemesh. He's a breath of Mashpia and Eretz Yisrael. Listen to what he says in his Sefer, Os Chavakesh, translated to My Soul Desire. With regard to running the Seder itself, and I might add, with regard to having Pesach this year, we enjoy this freedom, and we should let Hashem run it as He pleases. We let go of our expectations of the children, of our spouse, and of ourselves. The children may sit obediently at the table, or maybe they may not. Our husband may give the children the attention we'd hope for, or maybe he may not. The house may be spotless when we get to Seder night, or maybe our energetic children may have already managed to make a new mess. I know exactly what that means. Or we may be so tired that we can hardly concentrate on the Haggadah. But we aren't worried about all this. Says Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, it doesn't matter to us all, we are happy with whatever Hashem decides. If the Seder is not going as planned, we say to Hashem, and this is so crucial, because I'll be honest with you, this changes your entire perspective of Pesach and Manishtana and your entire preparation for Pesach. Says Rav Kluger, if the Seder is not going as planned, or if your Pesach plans aren't going as planned, we have to say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, if you want it this way, I'm happy with it. This is our task on Pesach and the gift of this special day as well, to be happy with whatever Hashem wants. Whatever Hashem, the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to be together with our families at home and not together with different people. That's what Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. Says Rav Soloveitchik, says Rav Kluger, don't miss out on the opportunity. Rav Soloveitchik says, Manishtana is not just a question. Manishtana is a statement. It's the Shem Yichud. Before you start all the mitzvahs, know how special the night is. And Rav Kluger says, don't get so detached on the details. Don't get down on yourself on the details. Make sure at the end of the day, whatever happens, Zman Echur Seinu, as Rabbi Goldberg says, let Him go, let God. And at the end of the day, that's true freedom. I'd like to end now and introduce Rabbi David Shabtai.